So we discussed that the nature of the world, the verse tells us that there's a nature in the world to disgust the Jews. Now, I'm only pointing that out because sometimes people think that what the world says should define what we do. Meaning on the one hand, we said part of choosing a straight path, derech yeshara she'avor lo ha'adam, is by thinking, well, what does the world find praiseworthy? But on the other hand, we cannot get carried away with that because the world at large, they're always going to find something bad to say about the Jews. So that can't be the gauge, obviously. Bearing that in mind, I still think that when we speak about the people who are not observant, we do have to ask ourselves, what are we showing them? What do they think Judaism represents? What do they see when they look at a Jew on a bus, at a Jew standing in line at a bank, at the makolet? When they see a Jew, those of you who are going to be soldiers in the army, when they see an observant Jew who's driving a car, do they see someone who represents a more refined individual? Do they see that people who wear yarmulkes behave, what does yarmulke mean? Yarei me eloka. Do they see people who are God-fearing people? What are we showing the world? And I think that this duality is very important. On the one hand, I can't take what the world says too seriously because they're always going to find something bad to say about me. So that can't be my final gauge of myself. I could be as good as can be and they're still going to speak badly about me. And yet at the same time, I do have to be realistic and tell myself the whole concept of a Kiddush Hashem. A person should try to lead his life in a way that people should say, look at him, I want my son to be like that. That's a Kiddush Hashem. And I think that if we'd live up to that, then the world would look differently. I think that there are individuals who lived up to that. There are famous stories. There's the story about the man who came to MTJ and said, I want to give a major donation. I want to advance the yeshiva. MTJ, Masifta Tiferes Jerusalem. And they asked him what happened, and he explained that he read the biography about Rav Moshe Feinstein, and when he read what a fantastic individual he was, he said he wants to support an institution that produces a person like that. He wants to support that person's institution. He was moved by what type of person he was. Like Rav David Feinstein said in an interview to Mishpacha magazine a year or two ago, he said, if I start telling you how many times my father covered Shas, that doesn't move you. Because you say, okay, there are many Torah giants who covered Shas. Those stories don't speak to us and they don't move us. But when you start hearing stories about what type of people the giants of Torah are, that does move us. So we have a responsibility, like the Talmud says, that's the essence of Torah, to have Torah with being a decent person. We have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that Derech Eretz precedes Torah. We have the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that discusses that the path we choose in life has to be a path that's not about society in a certain sense. We cannot avoid the fact that we're a part of society. We have a whole tractate that's called Derech Eretz. We can't take this out of proportion. We have that same balance that says, well, at the end of the day, they're always going to say bad about me. But we do have to bear in mind that in a certain sense, if I do live up to what I'm supposed to do, so then it will be attractive and it will lead people back to the correct way of life. And I do have that responsibility, and it is a major part of Torah. One of the points that I think, again, this is a difficult point here in Machon Meir, because on the one hand, people are overcoming so many challenges that you can't focus on too many points at once. And it's not a person's fault. Very often a person has a tremendous background to overcome. But at the same time, I think that one of the goals that every student has to make for himself is to be able to integrate into society in a pleasant way. that I think that there are social norms that every person has to learn. It is not polite to be in someone's home and ask for food that is not at the table. I don't care if you're Yemenite and you like your schug with your food. It's not polite. It's not nice. It's not nice to go to someone's fridge when you're a guest at the table. It's not nice to take a tour of the house when you're a guest at the table. It's not nice to take butter with a spoon. I know in yeshiva you don't always have a knife. But you're at someone's house. It's not nice. It's not nice to take the last piece of cake at on the plate or the last piece of hummus. It's not nice to sit at a table with a bunch of people and you feel like there's competition for the food, like it's a hunger strike here. There are a lot of nuances that a person has to learn. But I don't think that it's time yet. I think that a person has to strive to get there. A person has to strive. He has to know that's part of being a Torah Jew. Part of being a Torah Jew is that we are refined in the way we behave. And yet a person also has to know that when a person is overcoming many other things, then there's only so much that a person can focus on. And that's why, although I've had requests by hosts, request to post signs, what's normal behavior when you're a guest at someone's house? No, it's not nice. People don't feel comfortable when, some people don't feel comfortable when you start talking to the wife with her first name. You know, some people don't feel comfortable with that. Some people don't feel comfortable that you bring out meat to the table and there's enough for everyone, but somehow there isn't enough for everyone. People are not considerate of the fact that there are other people at the table. But I've never posted such a sign, even though I've gotten this request numerous times over the years, because I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair because you guys are doing so much and you're succeeding in so many areas of your life that I don't think it's fair to expect that right now you'll attend to this. But every person should know that in the long run, he should attend to this. It is an important part of life. Chazal compiled a whole tractate called Maseches Derech Eretz. So it is an important part of life, and it's an important part of Torah. And people are and always have been bothered, like Rabbi Akiva. They see the contradiction. They say, if you know Torah, shouldn't you be a more refined individual? And they're right in that expectation. So very often they say it because animan ginatam, because they like talking about me. Okay, we're not talking about that. But at the end of the day, it is a part of Torah growth, the Derech Eretz aspect. And it's an integral part of Torah growth.
We also discussed once that